From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. FBI Director James Comey says it makes him mildly nauseous to think that his agency might have influenced last year's presidential election. Comey told a Senate panel Wednesday he agonized over disclosing the new investigation after investigators cleared then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing.
Look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that on October 28th from the Congress.
The FBI normally tries not to disclose investigations of candidates shortly before an election, so it won't affect the outcome. During an event Tuesday, Clinton partly blamed her loss on Comey, the WikiLeaks, and herself. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, will gather Thursday in Washington. A senior State Department official told VOA Washington is urging the ASEAN members to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. Tillerson is hosting the foreign ministers on Thursday at the State Department. The meeting comes just days after top diplomats from the ASEAN countries met in Manila, the Philippines' capital. They issued a statement criticizing Pyongyang's provocations. This is VOA News. French presidential candidates Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron faced off in a scathing 2 hours of televised debate Wednesday, just days before they face each other in a runoff election. Le Pen portrayed her opponent as a heartless capitalist who is weak on terrorism, while Macron called his opponent a liar and a dangerous extremist. In her opening statement, Le Pen called the former economy minister the candidate of savage globalization, and Macron, for his part, called Le Pen, who once was forced to kick her extreme-right father out of their National Front political party, the heir to France's far-right faction. The country's high unemployment rate was also on the agenda. President Donald Trump says he will do whatever is necessary to reach a Mideast peace agreement, and he believes there is a very good chance of bringing Israel and the Palestinians together. Trump has met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the Oval Office, and the president says he would love to be a mediator between the two sides.
I'm committed to working with Israel and the Palestinians to reach an agreement. But any agreement cannot be imposed by the United States or by any other nation. The Palestinians and Israelis must work together to reach an agreement that allows both peoples to live, worship, and thrive and prosper in peace.
Abbas spoke through an interpreter and said, "We are coming into a new horizon that would enable us to bring about peace." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson singled out China in the Trump administration's new approach to pressure North Korea to stop its provocative nuclear weapons program and missile tests. Tillerson said there was an assumption that China has limited influence on the regime in Pyongyang, or they have a limited willingness to assert their influence when President Donald Trump ordered a policy review on the North earlier this year.
And so that's what we've been doing, is leaning hard into China to test their willingness to use their influence, their engagement with the regime in North Korea.
Tillerson was speaking to State Department employees Wednesday. Minutes after Venezuelan lawmakers led off thousands on a march Wednesday to protest President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the nation's constitution, government security forces stopped them short with clouds of tear gas. The marchers, some carrying handmade white shields, were on their way to the National Assembly building in the capital city of Caracas. Opposition leaders have vowed to keep up the protests, which have been sustained for more than a month and left 32 people dead. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.